With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, founder of Facebook. Had dinner with President-elect Trump Wednesday. Greg Clugston has more.
Wednesday night's dinner at Mar-a-Lago in Florida brought together Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the former president who was once banned from Facebook. Trump was kicked off the social network following the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, but the company restored his account early last year. Zuckerberg has taken a more positive stance toward the president-elect and has complained that senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four teenagers indicted in Massachusetts on charges related to beating a mentally disabled man. Essex County DA's office says three 15-year-olds and one 14-year-old have been indicted in that incident. Also at SRNnews.com, holiday travel may be offering young people opportunities to assist parents and grandparents with a backlog of tech problems.
Experts say there are several ways that tech-savvy can help. They might start by making sure operating systems are updating automatically for the best protection against malware and viruses. They can help make sure devices have enough storage by freeing up space through cloud backups and clearing browser caches. Introducing family members to password managers means they'll no longer have to memorize a growing list of passwords. And some older loved ones may need to be reminded and educated about online scams. Bob Agner reporting.
Australian Senate approving a social media ban for young people. That'll soon become the first world-first law. It will make platforms like TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, X, and Instagram liable for fines for systemic failures to prevent children younger than 16 from holding accounts. This is SRN News. The Bible is coming to the classrooms in Texas.
The state's education board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools under an optional new curriculum. The final vote was 8-7, with supporters pointing out the Bible is a core feature of American history and that teaching it will enrich lessons. Texas schools, which serve more than 5 million public school students, can begin using the Bible materials in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms as early as next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Swiss watchmaker Swatch has won a suit against the Malaysian government after a court ordered the return of 172 watches seized last year due to designs that included the LGBT elements. Authorities seized the watches during raids on Swatch outlets in May of 2023. Swatch contested allegations the watches are harmful, claiming they are designed to promote peace and love. This is SRN News. Across what was once South America's second largest producer of natural gas, everyone is searching for fuel.
Long lines of vehicles snake for several miles outside gas stations all over Bolivia. Some queues don't budge for days. Bolivia's fuel crunch follows a currency collapse that is increasingly disrupting economic activity and everyday life for millions of people, hurting commerce and farm production and sending food prices soaring.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting mounting public anger, sending crowds into the streets in recent weeks, piling pressure on leftist President Luis Arce to ease the suffering. Police in Boulder, Colorado, refuting assertions there is a viable evidence and leads about the 1996 killing of JonBenet Ramsey that they are not pursuing. The six-year-old was found dead in her family's home, 1996. More details at SRNnews.com.